is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits in music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
You're listening to WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack. You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
Reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough?
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's a drive!
This is my favorite part coming up right
now. All right, all right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back. We are live Wednesday night, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. Streaming online, ratpacksports.com. Also, the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. We're also on TuneIn. We're also on iHeart. We're on Spreaker as well. You can find us on the Play the Radio app. And you can also download and stream us live, Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. We are here Wednesday night. Back after a couple weeks out of Wednesday nights. And as always, man, we got a pretty good show tonight. We always keep it real. We always keep it as entertaining and keep it exciting. So we're going to have William Graves on with us. Boss Hawk Sean Naylor will be on with us later. Nicholas Lane is out for the night, but we will get into some NBA because we do have the NBA Finals that is starting. No, actually, I think the final starts tomorrow. But we do have round one or game one of the NHL conference finals. And we've already have a score. Not even 2 minutes into the game, Tampa Bay Lightning got scored on. We don't like that. Well, at least I don't. If you're a Ranger fan, you love it. But Lightning has been off for 9 days, and they got to get their feet back in game mode, get them skates back moving, get them legs back moving. So It may take a period or two for them to get them back underneath them. Hopefully, by that time, they're not out of the game. We'll see. But they will make this a series, and I'm a Lightning fan, so I'm not being a homer about this. I think the Lightning will get back into the Stanley Cup Finals. This is the conference finals, so I do not expect a sweep. We don't expect that. So I expect the Rangers to take one or two games, maybe even three. This thing may go all seven. But knowing this, the Lightning will have to take a game on the road because the Rangers do have home ice. So no matter what, if the Lightning want to win this series, they have to win at least one game on the road. And the Lightning just tied it up. So Stamkos scores. It is 1-1. And we're back. Doesn't take much. Lightning are, you know, an offensive juggernaut. So the problem is never getting goals. We will go live. We will have our live video feed here, but we probably won't pick it up until about maybe 9 or 9:30. We will pick up the live feed at that point. And you guys will be able to interact with us through the live stream. So, I'll be honest with you, the last week, I haven't been too much in tune. I've been away, I've been on vacation, I did watch some hockey, I watched the conference finals quite a bit, I watched the, you know, conference finals in the NBA. And but as far as any rumors, news, or anything like that, I'm going to let my guys, William Graves and Boss Hogg, when they get on, we will. I'll let them get into all that. Because I definitely haven't been up to par. Yep. But let me get this typed up. And like I said, we will go live. We will go live on the video feed about 9:30. Until then, you're going to hear my voice. The only reason I'm cutting it to an hour and a half, you know, I want to shorten it up a little bit. I mean, it's tough for people to, you know, listen to an hour, a 3 hour stream. So, and it's not like video where you could chop it up, cut it into segments and stuff like that. I mean, I could, but I'm not going to do it like that because it takes a lot more effort, you know, editing-wise. So I'm not gonna do it that way. Let's see, Dave. But we'll get into some sports, man. Like I said, we have some signings in NFL-wise, so we'll talk about that with Boss Hogg. We'll also get into it with, you know, Nicholas Lane next week. He won't be on this week. And then we'll also go into some detail on some MLB. We'll get into some baseball, some Rays baseball. And I think it's this one. So, we'll go live at 9:30. And as soon as this thing gets set up and squared away, I'll go ahead and do not meet requirements. What does that even mean? Oh, well. We'll get rid of that then. Come on. Come on. This thing is so slow, man. So slow. We got an error here that I don't even know. What is the error? Turn that off. This off, turn that back on. Let's see if that works. Nine minutes left. First period, 1-1, Lightning. Come on, man, this thing is taking forever. I thought I turned this off. Oh, my gosh. Turn that back on. Okay. We should be good now. You good? That, save. Oh, and it is Wednesday night. I mean, we do have AEW on the what is going on with this thing, man? My basketball show. Nah, that's my man. Come on, bro. I'm gonna have to. What is going on? Most of these should be working. And I don't know why it's not working. It should be saving easy. But it's not. It's doing the ones that I want, but I also have a stream going on my personal Facebook page, and for some reason it's not saving that stream. And I don't know why. I'm going to have to go out and she's doing it again. I don't understand that. I really don't. So let me get out of here. And let me go in here. I think I got to go in. Go to here and then stream setup. Social, is it social alerts? Post to right passports. Streaming setup. I got all this done. Yeah, I don't understand what's going on. It should be just trying to get this thing set up so I don't have no issues, but for some reason I'm having problems getting my stream set up. And normally I don't have no problems with that. So I don't know what's going on tonight. Maybe I have to. See, now it's saying, what is, see, Rat Pack. You're normally in my public page. I could just click it and it'll go to it. So I don't know what's happening there. But it's not saving, so let's see what's up there. That we will be, actually there is, if I'm not mistaken, let me go, I think it's tomorrow night though. But schedule. Yeah, it is tomorrow night. So tomorrow night is game one of the NBA Finals. And I think this is the best series that we could have possibly had. For the Finals. I really do. Boston, since the All-Star break, has been the number one team in the East. And Golden State, you know, even though they had a little bit of a hiccup, you know, late in the season where they kind of fell down a little bit in the rankings. I think that Golden State was the best team in the West. You know, there were some other teams that made some runs and did some things. But overall, if you want to take a team completely healthy, you know, the Golden State Warriors, that's completely healthy. There's nobody in the West better than them. So I think this is the best matchup. I think these are the two best teams in each conference. And I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine, and I had told him that these playoffs this year has been more entertaining than in years past. And part of my reasoning being was, You don't have the prima donnas, you know, in the league. I mean, you don't have the prima donnas players in the playoffs. And you got a bunch of new, fresh blood, and they're all hungry, and those guys want to compete. They play well together. They play, it's still not the brand of basketball that I enjoy. But, you know, the brand of basketball is a lot better than the brand of basketball that I can watch and be at least satisfied with it. I mean, we've seen more than enough defense in this playoffs from the teams that were in the conference finals and through the first and the second rounds and stuff. You know, we've seen some defense being played. We've seen quite a bit of, you know, when I say low scoring games, you know, I don't want to see the 120 and the 130, you know, point games in regulation. I definitely don't want to see that. But, you know, 110, 115, 105, you know, that is all good. I'm okay with that. You know, especially with understanding the brand of basketball that everybody enjoys seeing, where people just want to see points being scored. So at the end of the day, I don't just want to see points being scored. I want to see jokers just running up and down court, you know, not playing defense, not getting back, not hustling, not rebounding, you know, playing isolation basketball, not playing, you know, team basketball. And, you know, to me, that's a bad brand of basketball to watch. So, and, you know, I've been vocal about this for forever, since we've been on, So, me personally, I don't have no problem saying that. And that's just my opinion. And again, I know they're professionals, but I really don't care. You know, professionals or not, the brand of basketball is trash. So it was nice in this. It was nice singing. Teams like, let me see here. Guess I have to go back to really look at the standings. Let's see who I'm at. You know, it was nice seeing, where we at? Come on now. Jeez. It was nice seeing the Heat, you know, Milwaukee, you know, Boston. Who else? Let's go to the West. Phoenix, Memphis, you know, Golden State. Even the Timberwolves, man. The Timberwolves played hard. They fought hard. And, you know, just having that fresh blood. You know, Kevin Durant and the Nets was out early. Philadelphia. It is what it is with them. But, you know, not seeing, you know, the Lakers. And I've been on record to say this. It was a good feeling to see the Lakers get eliminated and not make the playoffs. You don't really deserve to make the playoffs 33-49. So, I know they had this play-in game. I'm not for the play-in game. I think it's a joke. It's good for the college game, but from a professional standpoint, more than half of the teams in your league should not have a chance to make the playoffs. It should be 16 teams, the top 16 teams, and then that's it. You're you know, 33-49, 34-48. You shouldn't even be in the playoffs. Like, the Lakers had a worse record than about 20 teams, which is utterly ridiculous that even after that, that they still had a chance to make the playoffs. If I go down here, let's look at it. Lakers, there, man, there's more than 20 teams. Let's see, one. Two, I'm going to just name the teams off. So, Lakers had a worse record than Phoenix, Memphis, Miami, Golden State. That's four. Dallas, Boston, Milwaukee, Philadelphia. That's eight. Utah, Toronto, Denver, Minnesota. That is 12. Chicago, Brooklyn, Cleveland, Atlanta. That is 16. Charlotte, Clippers, New York, New Orleans. That's 20. Washington, San Antonio, 22 teams. So there's 30 teams in the league. The Lakers had the 23rd worst record in all of basketball, and we were still sitting here talking about them making the playoffs. Something is wrong with that picture. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody thinks. Something is wrong with that picture. Something is wrong with that picture. And the Lightning is buzzing right now, man. But the goaltender is playing some good goaltending in front of the net. But the Lightning's peppering them. You know, 10 shots in the first period is a lot of shots for the Lightning. But I think when you got that bad of a record, you shouldn't have a chance to make the playoffs. That's just my personal opinion. And if you do got a chance to make the playoffs with a record that bad, then your structure is all wrong around the league. No matter how many teams you got, we got a penalty on the Lightning. Here we go. Well, they're in New York, and, you know, Lightning are always an underdog, so there you go. Power play opportunity for the Rangers. But, so it's not going to change. I like to play in for the college because, think about it, there's literally, you know, a couple hundred colleges, and out of those couple hundred, you have a 64-team playoff, which is the NCAA tournament. Then you have playing games. That's okay. I'm okay with that at the college level. I'm just not okay with playing games on the professional level. It's like the NFL. Same thing. I go on record. Same thing with the NFL when you talk about the wild card. You know, you add that wild card, and then you give teams that necessarily don't deserve to be in the playoffs a chance to be in the playoffs. And I know you get the Cinderellas from that, but I don't care about the Cinderellas, honestly. You know, it is what it is at that point. It is what it is at that point. You don't make it, you just don't make it. But Cinderella on the professional level is a little janky. It is. And that's my, oh, man. That's my thing, janky. Y'all know nothing about that word. I'll give you a little story on that. Anybody ever watched American Pie? Which one was it? Maybe it was the first one. It might have been the first one. I think it was one of the kids that was at the school with him, and the little saying was that's janky. That's one of my favorite movies, by the way. So I think it's a little bit, you know, ridiculous to have a playing game on any professional level. Any professional level. So we got the power play here. 8 seconds left in the power play. 5 seconds. Come on, Lightning. Stop this. All right. It looks like they've made it out. So good penalty kill by the Tampa Bay Lightning. So, back to NBA. Good feeling to see the Lakers not make it. And now you're hearing a lot of little side, you know, rumors about, you know, certain trades that may be made. because of all the movement or teams' lack of teams not going as deep. There's some trade rumors. Nicholas Lane got into it a little bit on Sunday. I don't know much about him. I did hear through a friend about a possible trade that would involve the Lakers and I want to say, I think Brooklyn. There is possibility of KD leaving Brooklyn and Kyrie. If Kyrie Irving don't resign, then KD is just saying he is out. So I'm just going to say what I felt about KD when he left Golden State is exactly just that. And I didn't backpedal from those words. KD is not that guy. He's a great basketball player, but he is not that guy that can do his own thing. He lead his own team. He proved that to me when he had the Golden State Warriors down and turned around the next year and left and joined Golden State, saying he needed to be with a better team. With bro, you was up 3-1. And if you want to be real about it, the reason you lost the series had a lot to do with some of your key players that wasn't available in those last 2 to 3 games. You lost Draymond Green, who was suspended for, I think, game 6. You had Andrew Bogut, who got hurt in game 5. Never returned to the series. And that was your rim protector. That allowed LeBron and Kyrie to really open the floor. You didn't lose that series because OKC wasn't good enough. I mean, you were good enough. You was up 3-1. You just had some unfortunate things happen. So when he turned around and went to Golden State, and then he won the title with Golden State, you know, a lot of people was around saying, oh, KD, he solidified. Now he has his championship. Man, listen, I hear people trying to justify Steph Curry and Golden State Warriors winning this title without KD. And then their legacy, Steph Curry legacy would be cemented, because he was able to win one without Durant. They didn't need Durant to win the one that they got. Remember, folks, they won 73 games the year before, was in the finals. That was the year they lost to the Cavaliers. The year before that, they won a championship. So Curry already got his title. He already had his title. So why would he need this title for his career to be submitted? Like, he didn't need KD to win a title. KD went to Golden State. KD needed Golden State. And this move, if he leaves Brooklyn, because Kyrie won't re-sign, if he leaves Brooklyn, it'll prove to everybody that was – you know, going after KD for leaving Golden State. Going after KD for leaving OKC to go to Golden State, that'll verify everything that we've been saying the whole time. A dude can't lead a team. He's not a leader. Leaders lead. Leaders get other guys to play above their head. Or over their heads, or play with more confidence than they would with somebody else. That Brooklyn team wasn't terrible, especially after KD came back. That was still a good Brooklyn team. But Brooklyn also, from an office management standpoint, they also made some really bad moves that came back to bite them in the playoffs. You traded some really good guys away. To get Harden. And then when you move Harden, you didn't get nothing in return. Just a bad trade. So they suffered. And it came back to show in the playoffs. So they got to go back to the drawing board. But at the end of the day, man, Curry don't need KD. He never did. So I don't understand where people going with that or why. You know, they would even say that, because to me it don't make any sense at all to why they would think or you know, why they would say something like that. I don't believe that. Or like a lot of other things when it comes to sports, people forget. They Roger Clemens it. They misremembered a whole decade of basketball, you know. So they forget that Golden State was great before KD. Just like Draymond Green told KD in the huddle when they got into it. And he basically told KD, bro, we don't need you. Hey, KD is a low-key drama queen. I can tell. You know, he's the dude that reads the headline clippings. Anybody say something negative about him, he got to respond to it. He always got something to say. He always more worried about he's more worried about what somebody's saying about him in the papers than anybody. He's got to comment to everything. You know, I've been called a lot of these dudes out before. A whole lot of them. All of these prima donnas. So, I don't mind saying what I'm saying, because I've been saying it for a while. I'm going to continue to say it. But it was good to watch the playoffs. And just watch basketball. Yeah, there's some guys that still be crying. I think, you know, Luka Doncic, and the reason I say Doncic is because he only plays offense, no defense. So we're going to take the D out of Luka's last name, and we're going to call him Luka Doncic, because that dude, and a lot of people say, well, the reason he don't play D is because he has to spend so much energy on offense and because he doesn't have any help. And I'm like, that's not a good enough excuse. You got Bronson, who's pretty good, and he's the actual point guard who can handle the ball against pressure and break defenses down. So if Luka wanted to take a break and chill and just be that dude that spot up, and you can easily just get a ball to Brunson, and Brunson can pretty much do the same thing Luka can do ball handling-wise and break a defense down and then kick the ball back out. But it's not an excuse. Not to play defense. That's not an excuse, man. That's not an excuse. And anybody that's using that as an excuse, I can't take them serious. Because back in my day, no matter what you did on the court, you played defense. Defense was preached. So, I don't understand why it's not Well, I know why it's not being, you know, preached anymore, but it's hard these days to, you know, find a group of people that actually want to play defense. But we're at the top of the hour, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we'll continue this conversation. Hopefully we can get, William on and get his opinion on some stuff. But my man William be MIA, man. I'm gonna stop finding this dude. He'll come in the chat room after the show is over with and be like, oh, my bad. I fell asleep. So every time he say that, it's going to be $3. But we'll come back after this break. We'll continue this conversation here on the Rat Pack Sports Show. We are live, ratpacksports.com. Also, the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. And on TuneIn as well. We will be back.